Buongiorno. Hey, sup y'all, how you doing? I'm back doing another face reveal, but this time I'm completely disheveled. I figured, why get myself pretty just for you, you know? No, so I did that first reading video, and it was really fun. I enjoyed making it. I hope everyone that's seen it had a good time with that little storytelling. But wait, let me fix this a bit here. Is that better? But as I was saying, I couldn't help but think, you know, the proper way to do like an elevator pitch is to give a person the premise, right? I mean, I just kind of threw you guys right into the middle of the story. So I figure today I will read you guys the beginning of my first book, Deviance. Like the very beginning, like literally the first 3 or 4 pages. I figured I'd read the first segment to you guys, and then that can be the like absolute intro jumping off point as far as my story goes for whether or not you might find yourself interested to find out what happens next. So without any further ado, I say let's just jump into it. Chapter 1, Graduation. The Milky Way hung heavy in the late night sky, like an eerily mysterious tone, reminiscent of a menacing violin crescendo. There were no clouds, and the moon had hidden away, leaving the stars in all their majesty to shine down on Earth. The vastness of space swallowed the sky, and in its deep silence, something stirred. Something that could not be seen, or heard, or touched, but it stirred nonetheless. In the suburbs of a quiet Canadian neighborhood, Nathan Ferrantino tossed and turned, asleep in his bed. Darkness pressed around him on all sides as his eyelids flickered, pupils racing to and fro beneath them. As though his body sensed a change, his brow furrowed unconsciously, nostrils flaring. "Beware the quarter of year," a faceless feminine voice projected faintly out from the darkness. Her voice sounded ancient beyond recognition. "For in its time, fire and darkness will descend, the likes of which your kind has never seen." The melodic speaker's words drifted, trailing away. "You alone must stop it." As the ethereal voice faded, Nathan's unconscious mind twisted and distorted shapes and subtle flashes of light that created endless fractal loops of futures unseen. There was an overwhelming feeling of something just out of reach, omnipotent in its presence. Colors and shapes swirled together, defying reality and objecting realism. Wait, there was something. It was a two-dimensional orb, like a perfect cylindrical cutout of space-time, and it was zooming in from the background until existence flattened again to pitch black. Inside the cutout, Nathan saw his own face. He reached out with his skinny, pale arm to touch the center. As he did so, his fingers morphed like the reflection of an orb until it covered the circle's surface. When he pulled his hand back to reveal his face once more, he only saw darkness. Beneath that darkness, though, it became eerily apparent that there was a shadow of a figure. It stood where Nathan once was, slowly becoming visible. A dark creature was staring back at him from within the orb. It was barely visible before disappearing, but it was just enough to disturb Nathan. The face was notably demonic, twisted with 3 eyes and a wide grin, but the horror soon fuzzed away to static sound. The static swirled around until transforming into voices. They were familiar to Nathan, but he couldn't make out what they were saying. Then one word began to stick out, one word which he immediately recognized. Nathan. Again and again, they called his name. He recognized the voices of old friends and family members calling out to him from distant memories. Winds began to build, making Nathan's mind uneasy. Quickly enough, he began automatically focusing on specific voices, and a chorus of conversations began, one bleeding into the next with a sea of chaos behind them. "Over here," one boy yelled. "You never want to see me succeed," Nathan heard himself say. "I don't think you're ready," said a coarse, unfamiliar man. "Just give it back," his younger self pleaded. Rising anxiety spilled over at an overwhelming rate. "I love you so much." That voice was familiar, but the phrase was not. That was the voice of Vivian, a girl from Nathan's school, but she had never said that to him before. "What?" his voice echoed. "Am I?" He didn't know why he said it, but the echo brought a silence to the void, and a deep, menacing, masculine voice answered back. "Human." Footsteps clicked and echoed in the dark. The sound waves reverberated slowly but loudly through the blackness as they neared. Nathan was terrified and helpless because all he could do was listen as the footsteps came closer and closer. With them, a thin, curved line appeared in the forefront of his vision. It grew, changing from a simple line to the silhouette of a man in a suit. The man moved forward every few steps like someone on a wrong airport walkway, until one last click, and it all cut away with a tremendous boom. The sensation shook Nathan to his core. "Yahweh," the rumble wailed. With the sound came flashes of images, images Nathan had never seen before. He saw himself crying, sitting with his back to a fence, then lifting logs onto a truck, followed by him having drinks at a bar with strangers who he treated like friends. He saw Vivian's face smiling at him. Then he was alone in the woods, looking at a tree limb that was floating in the air. It flashed away to both Vivian and him riding motorcycles together down a vacant highway in the sunset. He was happy, and so was she, but she looked worried. And as quickly as it came, it was gone, and Nathan jolted awake. Okay, there you have it. That is the very first segment of my first book, Deviants. Hopefully you guys enjoyed it. Let me know whether you enjoyed it or not. I mean, I love criticism. I'm just putting this stuff out here for you guys. I want to try to appease the masses, I don't know. Just to entertain you guys, to, you know, make your day a little brighter, make you a little curious about, you know, storytelling and life in general and all that fun stuff. This has been another video by me, your boy, Joe, and I'll see you guys next time. Adios. Adios, amigos. Ciao. See ya. Au revoir, mon ami. Bonsoir. Bon voyage. Goodbye. See ya. Adios. Bye-bye.